This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. And on this final episode of 2017, we're going to be joined a little bit later on by the winner of the Rebecca Broussard National Developing Rider Grant for 2017, Madeline Backus, who was also the first recipient of the new Wilton Fair Grant. But I'm first of all joined by Jo Whitehouse, who's the Chief Development Officer, and she's going to explain to us all the different grants that the USEA offers and the work of the USEA Foundation. And Jo, of course, was the former CEO here at US Eventing Association. Jo, we thought you were going to retire, but this is very much a full-time job for you, isn't it?
Yes, that's the way it goes. I was asked if I would do some fundraising for the foundation, and you know, when you've got something that you're passionate about, it does tend to, the hours expand a little bit. So, but it's fun and it's rewarding, and of course after this weekend at the annual meeting and the awards dinner, to see so many people that were given grants that are going to make a huge difference in their lives, so, and in their eventing careers, so it's very satisfying, Chris.
Yes, enormously. As you say, there are some very, very happy people. They're going to have an even better Christmas this year, and all thanks to your efforts and the grants that there are available for many different things. Now, we want to talk about the different things that they do cover. Jo, where would you like to start with this? Do you want to talk about how that money was spent this year, what the purpose of each of those grants are?
Let's take the grants give a list of grants available, because people need to know about them. And you say it's my efforts. This is through the generosity of our donors. It blows me away at how people believe in the sport, believe in the future of the sport, and of course the riders who are that future of the sport, and how they want to make their money available to them to help them along in their careers and become the best riders they can be, and hopefully one day, you know, represent the U.S. On a team competition. So it's all due to our donors, Chris. Let me tell you that. Obviously, this year the very big one was David Lindenberg and his wife Cheryl. Over 2 years, they're donating $1 million to the foundation for the Wilton Fair Grant. Wilton Fair, of course, was the horse that David O'Connor rode, and David Lindenberg met David kind of by accident, was wanting to get involved in the sport. He'd been to badminton and seen, you know, how wonderful it was. He was excited about the sport, and what can I do to get Americans involved here? And he met David on the plane and just started talking to him, and hey presto, they bought Wilton Fair for David to ride. And of course Wilton Fair went on to amazing things. I don't think anyone will ever forget his round at Rolex Kentucky. David used to call it Wilbur weather, because Wilbur was his barn name. Used to call it Wilbur weather, and Wilton Fair won. Started out on roads and tracks in sunshine, went through hail, rain, snow, more rain, thunderstorms, everything, and that horse just went around Kentucky, and it was the long format at the time, and won it. And so, you know, he was a great horse, and to have his name carried on like this is a huge, huge thing. And, of course, David helping David went on to result in a gold medal at the Sydney Olympics for David. So big successes all around. Well, David Lindenberg decided he wanted to come back to the sport after some time off with his company, and he wanted to come back and help another young person, and he put together this grant, and we have the Wilton Fair grant now that was awarded for the first time on Saturday night at the annual meeting and the convention in the awards dinner, and that went to Madeline Backus, who is a terrific young lady who did a wonderful interview. There were four finalists, and all four of them, I mean, who do you pick? But this Madeline was in at the right time in her life to be able to take advantage of it. There were some of the others that, you know, had other things that they'd planned for next year, but Madeline was one of the ones that could take advantage and had all the qualifications and did a superb interview. And so Madeline was given the grant on Saturday night of $45,000. Interestingly, totally independent from this, because all of the panels that select the winners of the grant are all separate. I mean, there's really no crossover at all. And the Rebecca Broussard team Rebecca Broussard International Developing Riders Grant and the Rebecca Broussard National Developing Riders Grant, that panel picked Madeline for the National Developing Riders Grant of $10,000. So that should help Madeline a lot next year as she travels over to England and flies the flag for the United States in England next year. So that was a terrific evening for Madeline. And, of course, the Rebecca Broussard International Developing Riders Grant of $30,000, that went to Erin Sylvester. She, much deserving of that kind of recognition. She went out with Paddy Vacaddy to Rebecca Farm this year, and lo and behold, she won it, you know, the CCI 3-star. But again, she was a terrific rider out there, and she was fully deserving of that grant. So the two biggest grants that are awarded went to well-deserving people, as they always do, because these panels really do their homework and have selected some really super candidates over the year. And I think I'm trying to remember the numbers, but I think 6 out of the 8 Rebecca Broussard grants, they're named to the U.S., the training sessions for the U.S. team this winter. So very good results. We have some smaller grants, but not insignificant. The Essex Horse Trials grant was put together by the Essex Horse Trials Foundation when the CCI 2-star at Essex, when they wound that competition up. The foundation had some cash in the bank and had talked about, you know, how best to use that cash. And they called me, I think it was in 2010, 2011, and expressed interest in having a grant for a deserving young rider 25 and under be available through the foundation. And it was the Endowment Trust at the time, and it's now transitioned into the USCA Foundation. And the very kindly gave us $100,000 that went into an account, and all of the monies that are invested in these accounts for the grants, all the investment money from them over the years goes back into that account. So while, you know, you might have a grant that's there for 10 years because all of the interest that's earned from those investments goes back in, and you can extend it now 12 years, 13 years, because of the way the foundation very carefully handles its investments. So I think, this year, the Essex grant went to Caroline Martin. Again, well-deserved. That is looking for a rider at the advanced level who, you know, is looking to seek a career at the 3-star and 4-star levels, and obviously, again, a team, at 25 and under. Because what we find is the riders coming out of young riders at 21, it's a huge transition to get onto senior teams. And usually, you know, mom and dad have said, okay, I'll see you through young riders, through college, and then you're on your own. And that's the toughest time for these young people, is between the 22, 3, 4, 5 years. To get themselves established. So that's why that grant is for 25 and under. And we changed things a little bit this year in that we asked them to apply, to submit a request for consideration. And the sad thing that I found, even though we promoted it, was that we only got three people apply, where there were a lot more people that were qualified to apply. So I think we have to do a better job of making sure everyone knows where these grants are and how to apply for them, because we don't want to miss anybody. So that's a $10,000 grant. And then we have a Young Writers Grant, the Amy Tryon Young Writers Grant. That comes through the areas. The area Young Writer Coordinators look at who is in their Young Writer programs that would be deserving of that award. And, you know, we're always looking for good citizens, too, that are, helpful to others, as well as being very good at their writing abilities. So that is the names are put forward by the area Young Writer Coordinators, and then a panel selects from them. And they have a point system, and there's a lot of criteria that goes into it. So it's very, very fair in that the criteria, everybody has to meet the criteria, and then out of that is the one that scores the highest points across the board. And that this year that went to Avery Wiseman from Kentucky. And then we have the Seema Sonad Junior Writers Grant, and the Tryon and the Sonad grants are both $5,000 each. That went to Ryan Keith from Maryland, a junior writer that's had a terrific success. She comes from a writing family. Rumsey Gilbert Keith is her mom, and obviously gave her a good start. And Ryan was selected by the panel to receive that award this year. And we had the Two Worth the Trust Awards, and that is for a young adult over the age of 22, and I think it may be 25, 27, and those are for amateur writers. And then there's the second one for an adult amateur writer. And I should have had these names to hand, but I forgot the names of the two people that won that. So I'll check that out as this interview goes. But that is there's a $2,000 award for the adult amateur and $2,500 award for the adult amateur. So. Those are, and that has been made available by Joan Goswell for many years now, named after her wonderful horse Worth the Trust that won Kentucky for Karen O'Connor back in the 90s. So a lot of horses being recognized by these grants. I think the most interesting ones for me are the educational grants that were named. We lost Roger Haller last year, as everyone knows, and we set up a grant for officials' education in Roger's name. And the course designers' grants were set up back in 2015 and were just USEA course designers' grants, and we've moved those under the Roger Haller educational grant umbrella. And this year it went to two course designers, again, very well deserving. Jeff Kibbe was the recipient of one of those grants, worth $6,000. And John Michael Durer won the other grant of $6,000. And they will be able to cover all of their expenses for working with the four mentors, which are Mike Etherington Smith, who has put himself forward to train these guys, Ian Stark, Derek DeGrazia, and Mark Phillips. So those four mentors have made themselves available to train, and that grant will cover the costs of travel and all expenses related to getting that training. And this, we hope, will help them step up to the next level of licensing for their FEI, CCI 1 and 2 star. And I think John Michael is a small R right now, going for his large R and his S, that will then help him get up to the FEI levels. So they have great ambitions, and hopefully this will help them get there. Have I missed any?
I think that's pretty comprehensive, Jo, isn't it? And of course, all of those are listed on the website, useafoundation.org, where you can see the list of grants. And the deadlines, too, for application, Jo, are they all on there?
The deadlines aren't, because we what we're actually doing, we did it with one of the Course Designers grant this year. We're putting them all online, the applications online. And usually we stop accepting applications around the end of August, the beginning of September, so it allows people to use their spring events, you know, if they have to meet certain competing criteria to qualify for these grants. It allows them to use that spring results to put forward on that application. So around the beginning of September, we will be announcing that we're accepting applications. So I hope everybody will keep their eyes open on those, because, you know, it's a considerable amount of money and pays for a lot of lessons, a lot of training. So I'm sure it would be very useful to a lot of people.
Well, for sure. Now, how about inquiring about these grants? If anyone has any questions that, you know, anyone who may be listening, Joe, are thinking, well, gosh, that would be wonderful. I would qualify for that. How do I go about it? Who do they contact?
They would email joe@useventing.com.
It's easy as that. joe@useventing.com. And again, all of those are listed on the useafoundation.org website, which is linked, of course, from useventing.com website.
Yeah, they can get to it from the Support USA tab, USEA tab on the USEA website too.
Right. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about these grants, Jo?
Well, we do have two more that are possibly in the offing. I can't say much about them right now, but and Rob has been approached by a couple of people that really feel very passionate about wanting to help. And they've got different ideas about how to do it. So we're working with those people right now. But so stay tuned. You know, this what I do think is important for people to understand is these people get behind their passion. They have something that they really want to put forward and support. And that's what fundraising is all about. When you can get passionate about something, we're finding people are more than willing to make a donation to support their passion. So I just want to thank everybody who has made this step in their lives to help others. And I know, just looking at the faces of those people that received the grants on Saturday, I mean, it was, you know, brings tears to your eyes, because it's going to make a huge difference to their future careers.
Absolutely. Of course, we owe a huge debt of gratitude to everyone involved with that and who so graciously has donated to those grants. It is huge. And as you say, it makes a big, big difference to a lot of people's lives and their careers in the sport. And it's very encouraging for the future of the sport too, Jo, isn't it, when people get a leg up like this?
It is. And, you know, we had all the winners from last year, the ones that received the grants last year. They came to the USEA Foundation meeting on Friday evening. And without exception, I mean, every single one of them had made huge strides. The young lady from Wyoming that won the Worth the Trust grant last year, you know, yeah, she learned to put it towards that being a better rider, but she also put it towards the event that she is involved with, you know, getting the better course design instruction, getting how to run an event better. I mean, it was an amazing presentation that she made. And Valerie, and I can never pronounce her name, so forgive me, Valerie, Viscarando Pride, she told us how she had used her grant she went to, come on, Chris, Stregum.
Oh, Stregum, yes.
Mm-hmm. Stregum in Poland, mm-hmm. And she had done a lot of apprenticing in Poland at the Nations Cup there. She had wonderful experiences, and that was all because she had the extra funds to be able to make that possible. Because becoming an FEI official does mean traveling the world, and sometimes, it's never cheap, is it? And so being able to give these people that kind of a leg up, and the young riders, the junior and young riders, and the Amy Tryon Grant, and the Rebecca Broussard, and Jenny Brannigan, and McKenna Shea, were just amazing what they've been able to do with that award. And so it makes you realize how much they appreciate it, first and foremost, but it's something that the foundation is doing that is making a difference.
It certainly is, Jo, and thank you again for leading the charge there, our Chief Development Officer at the US Eventing Association. And thank you very much, Jo, for coming on the show and giving us an update of those winners. And as I said, more information is available on the website at useventing.com. Good to catch up with you, Jo. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you, Chris.
And I'm joined now by Madeline Backus, who is the recipient of the Rebecca Broussard National Developing Rider Grant, as we heard there from Jo, and also the new Wilton Fair Grant, which was donated by David and Cheryl Lenneberg with the goal of supporting U.S. developing riders. The fund will allow up to $100,000 in grants to be given each year for a variety of educational opportunities for riders 29 and under who have not yet ridden for a senior team. And Brian Sabo presented that award to our next guest, Madeline Backus. Madeline, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm blown away. It's so special.
Well, as I said, not just one award, but two awards. Of course, Rebecca Broussard National Developing Grant for this year, and also a brand new award, the Wilton Fair Grant. And that was presented to you by Brian Sabo, and of course, Sarah Broussard presented you with the Becky Broussard Award. Was that a moment then you went, wow, this is really happening to me? I mean, was it a complete surprise?
Yes. I had been hinted that I was going to be receiving a grant, but I definitely was very shocked when I found out I received two, and I don't think I had words. I was a bit shocked by it all, and just so grateful. Definitely didn't seem real at the moment, but it just, the generosity behind all of this is just absolutely amazing.
Well, it must be making a huge difference to you as you plan your season ahead, Madeline. Let's start by talking about the horses that you've had, because you've had a lot of podium places this year, haven't you, with the horses that you have. Tell us about those horses and who you'll have going forward to next year, and how these grants will make a difference to your plans.
Okay. So I have P.S. Ariana, my Rolex horse, and it's been an absolute huge year for her, doing our first CCI 4-star and ending in the top 20 was just a bonus because I was thrilled to complete, and it was just absolutely amazing. And so we finished Rolex, and she had a little bit of a vacation and then went to Rebecca Farms and did the CIC 3-star there. And we ended up in second, and that was also incredible. I love that event. It's one of my favorites. And I've been there with several different horses throughout the years, and just, it's such an amazing event. So I was so happy to go back, cause it's been a little while because of Young Rider Championships. And now that they are there, it was really cool to be there again. So I have her, P.S. Ariana, and then, I have P.S. On Top of the World, or we call him Vinny in the Barns. He is going on 10 this year. He didn't start his eventing career until 7. And he actually hadn't had very much training at all. And he's just been really fun to work with. He's a really fun horse. He's a funny color. He's a dun. So it's just a fun color to have in the barn, and just a really cool personality. And he loves having a job, like absolutely loves his eventing job. So he ended the season with his first CCI one star at Mid-South. And we ended up in 4th, and that was just so much fun. It's the second horse that I've taken to the one star level. So really cool to bring another horse along and get to that point and just feel that he was confident and just basically point and shoot. Like, he just was aiming for the flags. It was so much fun. And then I've also, over the summer, I went home to Colorado after Rolex, and I competed this horse. His name is Reflections Rio. He's owned by Lynn Roberts, and who trains with my mom back in Colorado. And well, Rio is in training with my mom, and so I was able to compete him. And really, again, another really fun personality and a fun horse to work with. And he ended his season with the training 3-day at Mid-South, and loved that as well. I love the steeplechase. It's quite an experience to do a 3-day, and I definitely recommend it to any of the young riders or anybody out there who's wanting to kind of look into that. It was so much fun. And so that was great. And then I have a beginner novice horse coming along, and so I have a pretty good group going. And going into next year, these grants have just opened huge doors. So we have not all the details set in place yet, because it's quite a large trip to be making going overseas. So we're working out, sorting out the details, and I just am absolutely blown away and amazed that this is could actually happen for me. And I'll be taking Ari and possibly another horse, depending on the situation, and going over there and competing, and the schedule will be determined. So it's quite amazing to have that on the horizon.
Well, it certainly is an exciting season to look forward to, Madeline. And are there any events over in Europe then that you really would like to do? Some favorites that you've always dreamed that one day you'd ride at?
I think definitely Burley is kind of the big one that I would love to aim for. And then I think doing the U25 championships at Bramham would be really, really cool to be a part of as well. So once we settle over there and get the details all sorted, and have a schedule, I just can't wait for really any of the experiences. It's going to be amazing, and definitely I'll gain some knowledge and experience that'll be vital in accomplishing future dreams and goals. So I think regardless of which shows I end up going to, it's going to be a huge experience.
Well, it certainly is. Have you been over there before? Have you been to any events at all as a spectator in Europe?
I have not. So this is going to be a very new thing to me, and I can't wait.
Well, it certainly is going to be a big adventure then, all round, flying your horses. And tell us how many horses you have in total then that will be in work, and how much help do you have with them?
Well, going overseas, I don't know how many. I will definitely be taking Ariana, and then might be taking another one depending on everything. But right now I have 3 horses that are my competition horses, and then a couple others as well. And right now it's just me taking care of them. So.
Right. Well, full-time job then. And we should also mention that you have been named on the 2018 Emerging Athlete Eventing 25 program. And that, of course, is exciting for you too, because you'll be training with Leslie Law, who coaches you at the moment.
Yeah, this will be my 3rd year named to this list, and it's just been absolutely incredible to be a part of. Leslie is wonderful and has helped me so much, and so I'm just absolutely thrilled to be able to continue working with him this year, and very, very excited for this opportunity and all the opportunities that have opened up to me. It's amazing.
Now, immediately whilst you're down in Ocala for the winter, Madeline, what events do you plan to compete at there?
Well, looking into the beginning of next season, they have the new Grand Oaks opening, so I'm definitely going to be taking my young horse there, or my lower level horse there, to look at that one. Ocala area is just growing so much, so we have so many options now, with almost every weekend there being a competition starting mid-January, so it's very, very cool to be able to have all those options and make a plan for each horse. So right now it'll be just starting out with my beginner novice horse, who will be moving up to novice, and then making a plan for the others coming off of their holidays. And I usually end up going to Red Hills as the spring event. So love Red Hills, and that'll be the plan to get there. So we just kind of develop a plan for each horse going into that.
Well, now that you've had obviously some 3- and 4-star experience, and you've got a good string of horses there, Madeline, what have you learnt from this season with them that you'll be working on for next year?
I think there's so much to take away from every year. It's hard for me to, I think, pin down one thing, but I think you keep learning from every horse. Every horse is different. You can't ride everyone the same. So it's about riding each one and developing a plan for each one, and riding them to your best ability and keeping them happy and healthy throughout the year.
What would be your long-term goals, Madeline?
I think definitely the long-term goals is to end up being a future U.S. team rider. And that's kind of been a dream of mine since I first understood what it meant. So I have my eyes set on that, and just doing my best and working hard to get there. And I think that these grants are going to play a big role in helping me further my education and knowledge. And I'm just so grateful for David and Cheryl Lenneberg and the Rebecca Broussard Foundation and the USCA Foundation and everyone involved in giving me this chance.
Well, your Christmas certainly came early, Madeline. Is there anything else on your wish list this year?
I mean, after that, it's just going to be getting everything prepared. So I don't think I have anything else really on the list. But yeah, it definitely was a huge Christmas present.
It certainly was. Well, congratulations again, Madeline, on being the recipient of both of those awards, and the very, very best of luck to you for the season ahead. It sounds as if it's going to be a big, exciting adventure for you, no matter where your travels take you. So take care. The very best of luck with all of your horses. And thank you for taking the time to come on the program.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And you can find out more about all of the USCA grants that are available through the USCA Foundation by going to the website useventing.com and clicking on Support USCA. Below that, you'll find a tab to the USCA Foundation, where the grants are all listed in some detail and who to contact here at the USCA for more information. The podcast is available on your podcast player from any podcast app. Just look for USCA. And of course, you can also listen to it on the website at useventing.com and find out when the latest episode will be available by following us on social media, on Facebook and Twitter. And that's a wrap for 2017, our final episode of the year. I'd like to thank all of you for supporting the USCA's official podcast and wishing you all a very happy holiday season. Until 2018, goodbye for now.